We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we've done them for years. We've done jury trials in Sterling. We've done jury trials in Durango. We've done them in Fort Collins. We've done them in Steamboat Springs. We are here for you. If you've been injured, you can get free information from us and a free legal game plan and a free initial consultation. And I'm telling you, some attorneys say you get a free initial consultation, and you may not even meet with an attorney. They want you to fill out the paperwork. We're going to explain to you what the rights are. We're going to explain to you what you should do and shouldn't do. We're going to give you a legal game plan. 303-795-5900. championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Okay, we talked about the scene of the accident. Now, Brad, you've been injured. And we're going to do a show on these police reports because you will not believe how they try to use these police reports against you, and you need to understand that. But in this situation, you're going to have the first conversation with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Maybe she's going to call you. Maybe you're going to call him. But it's important you know what's coming before you ever say hello.
It is. And you may think all you're going to be doing is calling up and telling the adjuster, okay, I was in a crash and here's what happened and that's it. The words "here's what happened" are going to be very important, because at that point the adjuster has learned to try to dissect your words, dissect what you say in a manner that's going to allow their insurance company and their insurer to pay the least amount to you as possible. That's the first goal, is to pay the least amount to you as possible. And the way they get that done to begin with is by the initial call getting enough information, because once again, they are 90% certain, probably 95% certain, that you have not lawyered up by that time. You haven't talked to a lawyer. You haven't talked to anybody about what you should be doing. They're betting that you probably haven't even talked to your own insurance by that time. They're betting that they're getting you cold. And when they're getting you cold, they know this is the fastest and best time to be able to take advantage of the situation. And what do I mean by take advantage of the situation? First of all, by talking to you and convincing you that what they're doing is the right way to do it, and what they're asking for is the right way to do to give them information, that it's appropriate that you be giving them that information, and that they're going to be doing this in at the very minimum, a neutral fashion to try to get this, help everybody involved. When you get right down to it, they're not. They may be trying to convince you that they're feeling empathy towards you, and they actually want to try and help you, and they're trying to do this in a way to help you. Stop to think about the circumstances. You're talking to an adjuster, a person who is employed by the very company from whom you're going to seek money. And they've been trained. They've been told what to do. And they've been told the techniques and the ways to deal with an interview, to get recorded information, to get information concerning your past medical condition, concerning your job, concerning your finances, concerning everything about you. And even if you think that particular adjuster, maybe they're new or maybe they've convinced you that they care, do you think that the people who have trained them from on high and work for an insurance company that's profit-driven, do you think for a minute they're really trying to figure out how to maximize your recovery and how to take care of you to the greatest extent possible and how to get money out of their pockets and put it into yours?
Right. You know what? You need to think about something else also. Is the person you're talking to, do they get a bonus or rewarded? Let's say they have $5,000 of authority. If they solve your case under their authority, $5,000, which most of the time doesn't even pay the initial ambulance bill. If they do that, then do they get a bonus at the end of the year? Do they get rewarded in some way? Are they recognized in some way? If they save $100 or $1,000 on 50,000 cases, you do the math on that. You can see the motivation. So don't get lured into or fooled by the conversation. You're probably going to have the conversation, but the point is you need to know what your rights are. You need to know what they're going to say and do. You know, and some of my favorite ones, a myth, and it's in our books. One of the myths is, you know, I've been injured. It wasn't my fault. I was rear-ended. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Surely they're going to take care of me. Surely they're not going to fight me and be against me because I was rear-ended. I went to the doctor. The doctor said I needed conservative modalities of treatment, and on and on. So, and then, Brad, you know, sometimes the adjusters say, you know, if I can't take your statement, I can't adjust your claim. We're not going to adjust your claim, so you're going to have to cooperate with me. And I'm going to send you a few forms. And, Brad, I want you to hit this one because we talk about this all the time on all of our shows. These few forms, and it sounds innocent, and I need to know your doctors, and I need to know this, and I need to know, have you signed the forms and sent them back to me? And you should not do that.
Well, it's amazing because they'll say, send these few forms so that we can learn about your injuries from the crash. And you think, well, that makes sense. They've got to learn what my injuries are from the crash. So next thing you know, you're going to get these forms, and included in the forms is going to be a packet. There's going to be some information they want to be able to get about your medical condition. And you know, sitting here right now, you're thinking, well, that makes sense. I'd be able to get the medical condition to get the medical information. And then you start looking at the form and you realize, well, wait a minute. This form says that they can get all my medical information from going back as far as they want. You're going, well, why would they be entitled to that? And then it says they can get all your medical information, not just the medical information about the parts of your body that you say are hurting. And they've been hurt. You're going, well, wait a minute. Why do they need to know about everything else that's gone on in my life and all my other medical injuries? And then it says that they can distribute this information to whomever they want, in whichever way they want. They can just distribute it out and give it to people. And you know, now you really, you know, if nothing else has put you on guard, that's really put you on guard. Now, you know, Gary, we go back to the beginning. We talk about if these forms are coming from the property adjuster, the person who's trying to determine what your car is worth and how much they're going to pay for your car, you got a really big problem. Because now you know they're coming after you hard and heavy. Because they've just misled you. The property adjuster, the person who's going to see what's wrong with your car, who wants to know if you've got a loan on your car, who wants to know if they've got somebody they've got to pay off, who wants to know what it's going to take to fix your car, who's dealing with the auto body shop, that person has no business getting any information about your physical condition. None.
Understand this. When you make the first call to the adjuster or they call you, and we're talking about the at-fault insurance party from the at-fault person that hit you, rear-ended you, injured you, whatever the trauma was, whatever the accident was, when you talk to them, you need to understand they're your enemy. You need to understand they're your adversary. They are not on your side. And I tell you what, from the time that they say, you know, we want to take your statement, we're going to cover a little bit more about that. But Brad's so right. Listen, when you call and you want to get your car fixed, everybody wants to get the car fixed. It wasn't my fault. You talk to what's called a PD, property damage adjuster. Property damage. There's also an entity, a person called a BI, bodily injury adjuster. But you're talking about to get your car fixed. So you were channeled over to the property damage adjuster. You know, the conversation might go something like this. Hi, look, I want to make a claim for my car. It was damaged. Okay, let me ask you a few questions. You know, do you have any pictures of your car? Did you take it in to get it assessed or in the repairs assessed and an estimate on there? And then, by the way, were you wearing your seatbelt? What does that have to do with the property damage to your car? And by the way, were you injured in this crash? You hurt your neck. Have you ever had a neck injury before? Have you ever had a pre-existing condition before?
Boy, when that kind of stuff starts happening, you immediately have to go, wait a minute. We're talking about my car. We're talking about you guys getting my car fixed. And if the car has been totaled, we're talking about whether or not it should be totaled, and we're talking about how much you're going to pay for it. I don't know why we're talking about these other things. Because believe me, one of the things they're going to do is later on, they're going to have you repeat it to another adjuster, and then they're going to compare those notes. They're going to see if they can't trip you up by having something a little different that they can make a big deal out of. This shouldn't be a big deal, but they can make a big deal out of. So if the property adjuster is asking you questions about your physical condition, you should be telling the property adjuster, no, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about my car. That's all we're going to talk about. If you've got something else you want to discuss, we can discuss it with regard to only what's wrong with my car and the property that was damaged in my car and how you're going to pay me for my car, how you're going to keep me on the road. As far as my personal injuries, we're going to talk to a personal injury adjuster for that, a bodily injury adjuster, someone who's going to address that. And then when they send you the forms, your response is going to be the same thing. No, I don't think so. I'm not going to sign these forms. I'm not going to sign them. If you want my medical information, if you want my medical records, either I, as the injured party, will gather those for you, and I'll get them put together and I'll send them to you. If you don't believe that I'm going to send them, if you don't believe that I'm going to be truthful about what I send, interesting that they can pretty much imply to you that they don't trust you, that they don't believe in you, that they want to see verification, that they want to see, you know, even when you say, well, this is the first time I've ever had my back hurt like this, they want to see records to see if that's true. They're in essence calling you a liar right there. You have to understand, when they're saying we want to check all this, they're in essence calling you a liar. Now, they're going to go, oh, no. We think maybe you might forget. Sometimes these things are forgotten and you won't remember them. And that's just a natural way. So we're just doing it so we can recall it and see what's going on. But the minute you say in the recorded interview, I've never had that problem before, and they send out to get the records and they give them to their defense attorneys, they're going to call you a liar. They're not going to say you forgot. They're going to say, well, that was a deliberate lie. But yet when the adjuster is saying, I want medical records to confirm what you're telling me, they're not saying, well, we want these medical records because you're a liar, because they give you two faces. They give you two directions. They come at you from different ways to make you believe and think that they're your friend at some point, and then they turn into your enemy very quickly.
Yeah, you know, another myth is you think, well, like, gee, I got to talk to the insurance company. I got to get my car fixed. I was injured. And surely, if I don't cooperate with them, they're not going to help me. They're not going to pay me. And sometimes when you cooperate with them, with them and sign all their papers and forms, they're not going to pay you anyway. And they're digging for evidence to not pay you. You need to understand they're your enemy. They're your adversary. We've preached this for years. There is a correct way to approach this. There is case law. And so right after the break, we got a break coming up. But right after the break, we're going to talk about this release document. Just sign this release for us, and we'll go get your medical records. And the implication is everything will be just fine. You sign the release. You're not going to believe what's in that release document. You're not going to believe it. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900, because we are your champions of the people.
What you see is what you get. What you don't hear is everything. Let's talk about silence, old-fashioned silence. What does silence have to do with injuries? I'm going to give you about 3 seconds of silence. Here you go. Silence is what you get just before a collision. Sometimes in accidents, fast turns to slow and noise turns to silence. Then the collision, then the injuries, then the life-changing event, then starts the battle with the insurance company. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. At Bell & Pollock, we understand that those 3 seconds of silence can turn your life upside down. We know how devastating injuries can be. You may not be able to work. You have medical bills. You need treatment. Listen, don't get hurt twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Talk to the lawyers who actually care about you, the injured victim. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Our website is championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
When you're injured in a car crash, your life can instantly change. You didn't choose to be hurt, but you can choose your attorney. And you can choose attorneys who actually care about you, the injured victim. How? Simple. Find the attorneys who have shown for years they care about injured victims. Welcome to Bell & Pollock. For years, Bell & Pollock broadcasts a live radio show on Saturday mornings just to help people. Bell & Pollock broadcasts 3 different radio shows on Sunday morning on different injury subjects to teach you about injuries. You can listen to or download the podcasts. Go to bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com to listen to the podcasts. Bell & Pollock is the Mad Colorado Victim Support Sponsor to help victims of drunk drivers. Bell & Pollock does all this and more, all for the protection of the injured victim.
Trust the lawyers who have shown for years they actually care about the injured victim. That's Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy Connell. Join my friends Gary Bell and Brad Pollock for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show right here on KHOW every Saturday morning at 7. It's a live call-in show to give Coloradans like you free legal advice on any topic you'd like to discuss with them.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Grab your legal coffee, pull up a chair. We're going to teach you some more about injury law. And I tell you what, welcome to our show. This is our inaugural show in KOA. We're so happy to be here. We've been doing injury shows and regular radio shows for years, but we finally come to the station and we've landed on the station. And thank you for listening. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We're going to slice and dice the injury subject so you'll understand what you need to do and what you shouldn't do. Because these people are not on your side. Ask yourself, where do I go to get information? What attorneys do I go to? Who has over the years has given us the information? Who over the years spends the time, money, and gives their expertise to teach you and educate you? You'll know the answer. You're listening to The Answer. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. When we're through with you, when we're through teaching you and educating you, you're not going to be taken advantage of by the insurance company. And we're going to get into one show on the police report. Next week, we got a show on hit and run. That's going to be an eye-opener, hit and run. So we cover all of these subjects, and we have five books published right now. One's on motorcycle accidents, the definitive Colorado law and guidelines on motorcycle accidents, what you need to do and know. One's called Legal Game Plan. We have one on hit and run. We're going to be talking about that next week. You can get all of our books free at our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call our law firm and we'll send you hard copies. Or you can call our live call-in show on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on 630 KHOW. Okay, right before the break, we were talking about this release document. You know, Brad, and we've been through this time and time again, people come in our office and we said, did you sign any papers with the at-fault insurance company? Oh, yeah, I did. Well, do you have a copy of them? Well, yes, I do. So let's take a look at them. So one of the first things you and I go to look at, so everybody knows, is the release form for them to get your medical records. And then people get so mad. They say, well, they really kind of tricked me. What does that mean? And buried in the middle of this release form, what language do we find?
Well, you're going to find language that's going to say they can get all of your information. They can get it going back and the information well beyond what deals with the injured injured body parts that you have. And you're going to find that they can disperse it to anybody they want. They can hand it out almost like it's whatever index or whatever group they want to hand it out. So all of a sudden you find out that your personal confidential medical information is now free game for anybody to know about. And you're not going to like it. When you read it, you look through it, you're going, well, wait a minute, why is this way? Really, when you start asking the insurance company why they put it in there, they don't have a good explanation. When you ask the adjuster who sent it to you, why do you need this? A lot of times they go, well, we don't really need it. And don't worry, we don't really look at it. And we only really consider the stuff that applies. And you go, then why do you want the other stuff anyway? And when you ask them, well, what do you do with this stuff? Oh, we really don't hand it out to people. We really don't give it to other people. We don't send it to other places. But when you start looking, you're going to find out that's not true either.
Right. You look at the inside of that form, it says, I mean, you have HIPAA rights. Everybody has understood HIPAA rights. Okay. Everybody understands that. Your medical records are private. But when you sign this release, you waive the privacy. It's gone. And it can be revoked, but most of the time the damage is done. Ask yourself this question. And Brad, we do this a lot in our law firm. Ask yourself, if the insurance company wants to help me, if they want to pay me, you're talking to the at-fault insurance company, why do they need to know all of my doctors? Why don't they just get the medical records from the doctors who treated me? I went to the emergency room. I went to my PCP. I followed up with physical therapy. And now I'm into an orthopedic surgeon. Why don't they just deal with those records? Why? And if you sign this release, they have the right to go get your female gynecological records, your obstetrical records, cancer records, ankle records. If you injured your neck, why do they want the records for your left ankle 12 years ago? And so let's cover that a little bit.
Well, they're going to get the records from your if you've got a diabetic condition. They want to get the records if you've got a thyroid condition. They want to get the records if you have high blood pressure. They want to get all those records. And you're going to wonder how, when you go to apply for other type of insurance, all this information is known until you start realizing you gave it out. And they want to get all this other information. And at the beginning, it's the fishing expedition. And the fishing expedition they're conducting is one where they're hoping they can gather as much information that they can sift through. And hopefully, when they're sifting through it, they can move over to the side certain things that they may be able to blame whatever problem you have on that particular condition. And if they can blame it on that particular condition rather than on the injury from the crash, then they're going to be able to use it against you. So if you've been rear-ended and you've been hit, and you've been hurt and your back is hurting, and they can find where you went to the doctor 7 years earlier or 10 years earlier for a twisted or injured back or for back pain because you lifted up something out of your backyard, then and you got some care, then they can turn that over to their doctors into their accident reconstructions. They've got a couple they just depend on. They know darn good and well they pay a lot of money to. They know these people make a living, and a very good living, may make millions of dollars by giving opinion to the insurance company and by making sure they're smooth and they're really good witnesses and they give nice reports by giving opinions of saying, well, the crash isn't what causes that pain. What causes that pain is the fact that you picked up that item 7 years earlier and you only thought that pain had gone away. You were dreaming. That pain hadn't gone away. It was there, and that's what caused your problem. And they got doctors who will say that. They've got reconstructionists who say that. And they've got their go-to people that will say that every time.
You have to understand this is a fight. You have to understand you have to have a strategy, a legal game plan. You can get our legal book called Legal Game Plan. It helps you. You can come see us for a legal game plan, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do in this world is ask for help. And if you don't understand how to navigate the legal insurance maze and the legal minefield that you are involved in an accident, you're missing the mark. You can call us 303-795-5900. Ask yourself this question. You ready? Ask yourself this question. If the insurance company is saying they want my medical records, why do they need my medical records for my entire life? Why do they need my medical records for 20 years? Why do they need to know every doctor I ever went to, every surgery, if I had a tonsillectomy, if I had a hysterectomy? Why do they need to know that? And so they're doing exactly what Brad just said. They're going to search your medical records. They're going to turn your records over to a central database because you just signed the release to let them. They're going to search your medical records and see if they can find anything like diabetes, like cancer, anything to blame your injuries on but this crash.
That's exactly what they've got in mind. And if they can get it pulled off, they know that they need to do it before you lawyer up. And once again, what we like to tell you is we're here to tell you what you need to do. And really what you need to do is talk to your lawyer, find a lawyer immediately. But if you decide to go down this road, you need to make sure you're not doing something that's irreversible, something that you're not going to be able to deal with, or something that at least is going to give them an advantage that they should not have, an unfair advantage, and is going to give them a way to harm you in some way in the future. And so we encourage you to understand and know what's happening when you talk to these people and how you want to deal with them and how they're going to deal with you, and understanding where they're coming from and what they're really all about. And, I talk so many times about how we hear people and we hear commercials from lawyers who are saying, just come see us. And we got this kind of recovery, got that kind of recovery. Look at all the millions and billions that we've won. And look at this client who's so happy with us and that client who's so happy with us. But they don't tell you, they don't want to help you to understand what it is you need to do if you don't have a lawyer. And do I encourage you not to have a lawyer? No. But do I understand that quite often you're going to take these initial steps without a lawyer? Yes. And if you're taking these initial steps, at least preserve your rights, not only for this crash, but for things that are going to happen to you in the future, for when you're going to go try and get health insurance, when you're going to go try and get life insurance, when you're going to try to get yourself protected in other ways, and all of a sudden you find out that this personal confidential information that they took based on a release that you didn't understand or they had you sign, promising you they only were interested in getting certain information, but they got everything else, and finding out where they put it and making sure it doesn't come back.
Right. You know, not all lawyers give you the information. Some do. Some are very good. And we know who they are. We are trying to make the point to you that you need an attorney that does give you the information, spends the time with you, so that you understand. You're not kept in the dark. You understand what the rules are. You understand how to navigate the insurance maze. You understand what your rights are. You understand and know what kind of forms you need to sign or not sign, how to approach the insurance adjuster, how important it is, what's the next contact, how do you know, what do you do. That's what we do. We give you the information. You can go to our website at championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can get any of our books. They're free. Every Sunday morning we do a blog in the Denver Post on a different injury subject, and that's how we cover that. That's how we try to protect you. We go to great lengths to give you the information because you're educated, then you're taught, then you know what to do. Then it's not a guessing game because you have a legal game plan. That's that simple. You know, there's a case in Colorado called Alcon versus Spicer. What does it mean? Alcon versus Spicer. We live and die by that. That means the Colorado Supreme Court a few years back said the insurance companies don't get all your medical records for your whole lifetime. They should be limited to the issues involved in this injury in this case. Give us a call. All right, next week we're going to be talking about hit and run. We'll open your eyes on hit and run. What do you need to do? What do you need to know? What kind of insurance do you need to cover? We have a book on hit and run. It's called Cowards of the Street. Hit and run because they are cowards of the street. So you're going to want to listen to that show. You can call us anytime. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We represent injured victims. We're glad to help you put your life back together again because we are your champions of the people.